Thus, the definition of AIF includes the venture capital funds, hedge funds, private equity funds, commodity funds, debt funds, infrastructure funds, etc. It excludes the mutual funds or collective investment scheme, that is CIS, family trust employee stock option, purchase schemes, employee welfare trust or gratuity trust, holding companies within the meaning of Section 4 of the Companies Act 1956, securitization trust regulated under the specific regulatory framework, and the funds managed by the securitization companies or reconstruction company which is registered with the RBI under Section 3 of Securitization and Reconstruction of Financial Assets and Enforcement of the Security Interest Act 2002. AIF regulations endeavor to extend the perimeter of the regulations to unregulated funds with a view of systematic stability, increasing market efficiency, encouraging the formation of new capital and consumer protection also. That is the beauty of AIF regulations. Silent features and scope and applicability of the AIF regulation. What are the silent features then? All AIFs, whether operating or private equity funds, real estate funds, hedge funds, etc., must register with the SEBI under the AIF regulations. Then, SEBI Venture Capital Regulation 1996 has been repealed, and however, existing venture capital funds shall continue to be regulated by venture capital regulations till the existing fund scheme managed by the fund is wound up. That is what we have discussed also. Existing venture capital funds, however, shall not increase the registered corpus of the funds or scheme as it stands on the day one notification of these regulation. Such a venture capital funds may also seek the re-registration from SEBI under AIF regulations and subject to approval of the investors to the extent of 2/3 or 66.67% by their investable value. Existing funds not registered under the venture capital regulations will not be allowed to float any new scheme without registration under AIF regulations. However, schemes floated by such a funds before coming this AIF regulation into force shall be allowed to continue to be governed till the maturity of the contractual term, except that no rollover or extension or raising the funds in any fresh manner shall be allowed. Existing funds not registered under the venture capital funds regulations, which seeks re-registration but are not able to comply with all the provision of alternative regulation funds, may seek the exemption from the board from strict compliance with the AIF regulations. In any case, since the regulations are benefit, AIF regulations are for the benefit of unregulated, most of the unregulated funds, why not they should come under the regulatory regime? That is the basic theme of this alternative investment funds, which covers almost everything wherever the entities are not covered under any of the regulation in the country. So categories of the funds depending upon the investment has been also categorized under alternate investment funds. And these categories are category 1 alternate investment fund, category 2 AIF fund, and category 3 AIF fund. Each type or each category has a different or specific characteristic features. Let us understand what these characteristic features are. Category 1 AIF are those alternate investment funds with a positive spillover effect on the economy, for which certain incentives or concessions might be considered by the SEBI or Government of India or other regulatory authorities in India, and which shall include the venture capital funds, SME funds, social venture funds, infrastructure funds, and such other alternative funds as may be specified from time to time by SEBI. So those funds, these funds are included under category 1 AIF funds. Which one? Underlined. All these underlined funds, that is venture capital funds, SME funds, social venture funds, infrastructure funds, and such other alternative investment funds may be specified. Right. So in this, in underlying, there is a venture capital funds. So venture capital fund is regulated by 2010 SEBI AIF regulations. These funds shall be close-ended, that means that there is a definite maturity or definite closing date. So these funds shall be close-ended and shall not engage in leverage and shall follow the investment restrictions as prescribed for each category. Investment restriction for the venture capital funds are like restriction in the existing venture capital fund regulations. Almost same regulations of venture capital funds they have retained and they have to follow under AIF regulation, which are by these entities which are covered under category 1 of AIF. Category 2 AIF funds. These are the funds where AIF, for which no specific incentive or any concessions are given by the government or any other regulators. Whereas in category 1, there are certain concessions are given by the regulators. But category 2 investor funds, there is no concession or any fund or whatever it may be, any concessions are given in financial way by the regulators, which shall not undertake any leverage than to meet its day-to-day operations requirement as permitted in the regulations, and which shall include. Now, what are those funds which are included in this then? In alternate investment, in category 2 AIF, private equity funds, debt funds, funds of funds, and such other funds that are not classified in category 1 and category 3 are covered under category 2. These funds are always close-ended and shall not engage in any leverage or have any investment restrictions. Okay? Category 3 AIF regulations. Those AIF funds, including hedge funds, which are trade with a view to make a short-term returns, which employs a diverse or complex trading strategies and may employ the leverage, including through the investment in listed or unlisted securities or derivatives. These funds can be open-ended. There is no closure date. So category 3 funds shall be regulated through the issuance of the directions regarding areas such as operational standard, conduct of business, then prudential requirement and restriction on the redemption and conflict of interest as may be specified by the SEBI, that is board. Other salient features of the venture capital funds. The alternative investment fund shall not accept from an investor an investment of a value which is less than rupees 1 crore, that is the ceiling. Further, the AIF shall have the minimum corpus of 20 crores. We have seen that. The fund or any scheme for the fund shall not have more than 1,000 investors. These are a very important figures. We have to remember this. The managers of the sponsor for the category 1 and category 2 shall have the continuing interest in the AIF of not less than 2.5% of the initial corpus or rupees 5 crores, whichever is less, and such an interest shall not be through the waiver of the management fee. For category 3 alternate investment fund, the continuing interest shall not be less than 5%. Here is the difference, corpus. So category 3 should have minimum 5% of the corpus or rupees 10 crores, whereas category 1 and category 2, they have investment interest of 2.5% of the corpus of 5 crores. This is the difference between category 1, 3 and 2. Category 1 and 2 AIF shall be close-ended and shall have the minimum tenure of 3 years, as well as category 3 AIF may either be close-ended or open-ended, so there is no tenure requirement. Schemes may be launched under the AIF regulations subject to filing of information or information memorandum with the board along with the applicable fee of rupees 25,000, and once the certificate is issued, it will be 5 lakhs. Units of AIF may be listed on the stock exchange subject to minimum tradable lot of rupees 1 crore. AIF shall not raise the funds through the stock exchange mechanism. Very important this one. Though it is listed on the stock exchange, they are not permitted to trade. And if at all it is trade, one lot is a 1 crore. But investment cannot be acceptable through the stock exchange route. Category 1 and category 2 AIF shall not be permitted to invest more than 25% of the investable funds in one investable company. Whereas category 3 AIF shall invest not more than 10% of the corpus in the investee company. AIF shall not invest in associate or except with the approval of 75% of the investor or by value of their investment in the alternative investment fund. AIF shall have the qualified institutional buyer status as per the SEBI disclosure norms. The regulations provide for transparency and the disclosure on the mechanism for avoidance of the conflict of interest. Fundraising and the investment restriction for AIF. What are the fundraising and investment restrictions under the AIF regulations? Fundraising, AIF raises the funds through the private placement, and they cannot accept from any investor value of investment less than rupees 1 crore. The fund or any scheme of the fund cannot have more than 1,000 investors, and each scheme should have minimum corpus of rupees 20 crores. Each scheme. The manager or sponsor or promoter of the AIF should have continuing interest in AIF should not be less than 2.5% or 5 crores, whichever is less, as well as for category 1 and 2, they are not permitted to invest more than 25% of the investable funds in one investor company, while it is a 10% for the category 3. Units of closed-ended AIFs are allowed to be listed on the stock exchange, but only after final close of the fund scheme and subject to minimum tradable lot of rupees 1 crore. This I am repeating again and again so as to understand that these particular aspects. These are very crucial in nature. Though I am repeating it, my purpose of repeating it in relevant context is the same, that you should remember this. All AIFs are required to comply with the reporting norms of the SEBI on quarterly basis for category 1, 2 AIF, and for those category 3 AIF which do not employ leverage, or on monthly basis for category 3 AIF which employ the leverage. That means reporting requirement is not there for the category 3, and category 1 and 2 has to report monthly. the reporting formats and the methods of reporting is specified in the circular dated July 29, 2013 of SEBI. Category 3 AIF also must additionally comply with the norms which are pertaining to the risk management, compliance, redemption and leverage as per the specified in that circular. The leverage for category 3 AIF is specified not to exceed 2 times, that is gross exposure after offsetting of his hedging, and the portfolio rebalancing transactions should not exceed 2 times of net asset value, that is NAV of the fund. Regulations of the private pool for the capital assumed in the significance with the financial crisis of 2008. These are the global regulations we are looking into. These global regulations are very important so as to compare with Indian scenario of AIF regulations. On June 8th, chronological order, if you see the global regulation, how it happens. On June 8th, 2011, the European Parliament and the Council came out with a definition of AIF under Article 41A of its Directive 2011-61-EU. This is the regulation in Europe, European. As per their definition, in the slight contrast to its definition in India, AIFs can mean a collective investment undertaking, including the investment compartments thereof, which raises the capital from the several investors with the view to invest in accordance with the defined investment policy for the benefit of those investors, and do not require authorization pursuant to Article 5 of this directive that applies to undertaking of the collective investment transferable security transferable securities. That means AIF regulation in India and AIF regulation which was formulated in 2018 European Union is almost the same, only nomenclature difference is there. That's all. Rest everything is covered under IF. AIF is also covered by them in 2008 itself. On December 19, 2012, European Union issued an additional directive of alternate investment fund managers such as hedge funds, private funds or equity managers for imposing certain restriction on their dealing with the banks, etc. with them. Certain restriction they have also put, like how there is a tradable lot instruction, investment managers 2.5% or 5% or 5 crores or 10 crores. Those kind of stipulation are also there for investment managers also in the European Union. Under the Private Fund Investment Advisor Regulation 2010, enacted as a part of the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and the Consumer Protection Act 2010, the regulatory purview over hedge funds and the private equity funds advisor was enhanced by Securities and Exchange Commission in USA. This is also taken care by USA. So European Union, USA, these regulations are still live and there. We only came out with the correct regulation in 2012. In terms of used in the terms which are used here for AIF is private fund in USA, which means the issuer that would be an investment company as defined under Section 3 of Investment Company Act 1940, 15 USC, but for Section 3C1 or 3C7 of the Act. That means everything, whatever we have defined under AIF, they are in US, they are considering that as a private fund. That is the only difference. Investment by foreign venture capital funds, RBI regulations we have to see now. SEBI regulations we have seen. Now we have to see RBI regulations. What it states? investment by the foreign venture capital funds registered under the SEBI, that is FVCI route, regulations 2000. Investment in India by foreign venture capital investors registered with the SEBI is governed by the provision of Schedule 6 of the principal regulations. In order to further liberalize and rationalize the investment regime for the foreign venture capital investors and to give them the fillip to the foreign investment in the startups, the extant regulatory provision have been reviewed by Reserve Bank of India, and as per the amendment notification, any foreign venture capital investment or institution which has obtained the registration under SEBI Act will not require the approval from Reserve Bank of India, and they can invest into the equity or equity linked instruments or debt instruments issued by the Indian company whose shares are not listed on the recognized stock exchange at the time of issue of the said securities or instruments and engaged in any of the following sectors. So freely permitted to invest in these sectors. The sectors are biotechnology, IT related and hardware and software development, nanotechnology, seed research and development, research and development of the new chemical entities in pharmaceutical sectors, dairy industry, poultry industry, production in the biofuels, hotel cum convention centers with sitting capacity of more than 3000, infrastructure sector. This will include the activities which are included within the scope of the definitions of infrastructure under the external commercial borrowing guidelines and the policies notified under the extant FEMA regulations as amended from time to time. So without any restriction, foreign venture capitals, FVCI, can invest in these sectors. B. Equity or the equity linked instruments or debt instruments issued by an Indian startup, irrespective of the sectors in which the startup is engaged. And C, a startup will mean an entity, private limited company or a registered partnership firm or limited liability partnership, incorporated or registered in India not prior to 5 years, with an annual turnover not exceeding Indian rupees 25 crores in any preceding financial year, working towards the innovation, development, deployment and commercialization of new product, processes or the services driven by the technology and intellectual property and satisfying the certain conditions which are given in these regulations are called as the startups. So units of venture capital funds or category 1 alternate investment fund, category 1 AIF, or registered under the SEBI of AIF regulation 2012, or units of schemes or the fund set by venture capital funds by a category 1 AIF. So these are some of the RBI regulations. Downstream investment is also a venture capital fund or category 1 AIF which has received the investment from the foreign venture capital funds shall have to comply with the provisions which are downstream investment laid down under the Schedule 11 of the principal regulation of the SEBI. Downstream investment means the investment received by the venture capital funds in India or any company in India from the foreign investors and for which they are issuing them the units or shareholding certificates for the purpose of further investment in another company, that is venture capital units. That is venture capital units which issues the unit in favor of the parent company. These type of investment is called as downstream investment. Other salient features of the revised regulatory framework are as under. FVCI may open a foreign currency account and or rupee account with a designated branch of an authorized dealer for the purpose of making the transaction only and exclusively under this schedule. They are permitted to open the foreign currency or INR account. The consideration for investment by an FVCI shall be paid out of the inward remittances from abroad through the normal banking channel or out of the sale or the maturity proceeds of income generation from the investment which is already made as per paragraph 3 above. There will be no restriction on transfer of any security or instrument held by FVCI to any person resident in or outside India. An entity receiving the investment directly from the registered foreign venture capital funds will be required to report the investment mutatis mutandis in the form of FCGPR through the firm's portal of RBI through the authorized dealer bank. With this, we have completed to understand the minimum requirement of understanding of the regulations. Actual AIF regulation will be the subsequent chapter, and that we will see later. Thank you very much.